KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy, breezy, and 61 degrees in Atlantic. We'll look for showers and isolated thunderstorms today, otherwise mostly cloudy and windy with a high around 70. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. And Adair County man was arrested this morning on drug and other charges in Creston. Police say 24-year-old Alan Switzer of Bridgewater was arrested at 806 Laurel Street in Creston just after 5 a.m. He faces charges that include theft in the fourth degree, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Switzer was being held in the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. Creston police report also the arrest of two people on Wednesday. 34-year-old Cynthia McIntosh of Orient was arrested on a Union County warrant for violation of probation, and 53-year-old Kirby Conkler of Creston was arrested on Union County warrants for assault causing bodily injury, assault with intent to inflict serious injury, assault, and burglary in the first degree. Conkler and McIntosh were being held in the Ringgold County Jail, where Conkler's bond was set at $25,300, and McIntosh was being held without bond. Three people were injured during a collision Wednesday night in Creston. Authorities say 17-year-old Christy Hallett of Creston and a passenger in her car, 21-year-old Travis Kiefer of Grinnell, were transported by ambulance to the Greater Regional Medical Center following the crash that happened at around 9:40 p.m. Officials say the accident occurred when 24-year-old Ismail Ornelas of Creston failed to stop at the intersection of Sumner Avenue and West Prairie Street. His 2004 Cadillac Escalade collided with the passenger side of a 1997 Pontiac Grand Am driven by Hallett. Ornelas complained of back pain following the crash but was not transported to the hospital. He was cited for failure to obey a stop sign. Damage from the crash amounted to $2,200. Police in Red Oak arrested a local man Wednesday afternoon. 39-year-old Richard Henry Rapp Jr. of Red Oak was taken into custody on a valid Montgomery County warrant for probation violation on original charges of two counts of forgery, both Class D felonies. Rapp was arrested at 106 West Coolbaugh Street and taken to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $20,000. Ottoman Police Chief Matt Starmer yesterday reported that his officers made two arrests recently. On October 27, 49-year-old Timothy Dwayne Smith of Ottoman was arrested for driving while barred. Smith was transported to the Ottoman County Jail, posted a cash bond, and was released. That same day, 43-year-old Dawana Dawn Lawrenson of Ottoman was arrested for allowing an unlicensed driver to operate a motor vehicle. Lawrenson was cited and released on a promise to appear later in court. Governor Terry Branstad on Wednesday appointed 53-year-old Susie Christensen of Harlan as judge to the 4th Judicial District. Christensen was appointed to fill a vacancy created by the Honorable Timothy O'Grady. She currently serves as an associate district judge in the 4th District. Prior to her appointment as a district associate judge, Christensen was in private practice. She received her undergraduate degree from Judson College in 1988 and her law degree from Creighton University in 1991. District 4, which she will serve, consists of Audubon, Cass, Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Montgomery, Page, Pottawatomie, and Shelby counties. An Iowa judge has dismissed a lawsuit against Governor Terry Branstad that challenged his decision to close two state mental health centers this year. Polk County District Judge Douglas Staskel issued a ruling Tuesday that approved a request by state attorneys to throw out the lawsuit. The suit was filed by the head of Iowa's largest public employees union and 20 Democratic lawmakers. It claimed that closing the centers in Clarinda and Mount Pleasant was illegal because Iowa law requires the state to operate them. Tuesday's ruling says Branstad had the authority to veto financial support for such centers. Mark Hedberg, an attorney representing the lawmakers and president of the AFL-CIO, said that he will appeal the ruling to the Iowa Supreme Court. In other news, firefighters from Adair were called to a reported propane explosion Tuesday evening. Adair Fire Chief Jordan Smith said the incident took place at around 7:30 p.m. in the 2800 block of Frontier Road, or about 6 miles north of Adair.
Well, upon arrival, we found a building, a structure that's fully engulfed. With the assistance of KC Fire Department, we got it extinguished and kind of got all the hot spots put out before it spread any further. Had a small grass fire out in the field, but it was quickly contained.
Smith said the landowner, who resides in Guthrie Center, had been burning wood and other debris in a hole and thought the fire was out. He left with his wife to get dinner.
He thought that the pile had kind of burned itself out for the most part, or didn't think it was going to go anywhere. And with that wind we had last night, it blew an ember into this old Hulk building. and that's when it caught on fire, and the explosion come from what I was kind of seeing was just from the building being hot enough. There's three 100-pound LP cylinders in there, and one of them, obviously, once it got heated up enough, it burst.
A motorist passing by heard a loud explosion and called 911. No injuries were reported. Smith reminds farmers and landowners that anytime there are windy conditions, it's wise to hold off conducting outdoor burns or, at the very least, not leave them unattended.
Something else, try to get the word out there, and harvest going on. We just had a combine fire. There's a combine fire down here around Fontenelle just a couple days ago. Practice teacher, good preventative maintenance majors and blowing combines off and stuff like that during harvest, because they can very easily catch fire too.
In an update to a story we had for you early yesterday morning, police in Council Bluffs reported that three juveniles who went missing Tuesday night from a group home returned to the facility Wednesday morning. Bluffs Police Sergeant Chad Meyer said authorities thanked the public and the media for their assistance in getting the word out and in looking for 15-year-old Leah Carpenter and 11-year-old Malachi Caton of Council Bluffs and 9-year-old Cassandra Gomez Watson of Carroll. The trio were last seen leaving Children's Square in Council Bluffs at around 9:15 p.m. Tuesday. Children's Square is a group home for children in need of mental, physical, and social support. A former Lewis Central teacher was reprimanded after allowing her students extra time on a standardized test. According to the Daily Nonpareil, the Iowa Board of Educational Examiners issued a final order at their most recent meeting requiring Marlis Frohwein to complete a 15-hour course on ethics for education. Frohwein had been a special education teacher for the Lewis Central Community School District for the past 23 years. She resigned June 16th, and her resignation was accepted the following day. According to the Board of Educational Examiners, a complaint was filed June 29th, alleging Frohwein violated the state's professional code of ethics. The board found probable cause August 7th that Frohwein violated Iowa Administrative Code, and she entered into a settlement with the state agency. In its decision, the board said Frohwein admitted she provided students with extra time to think through questions on their tests, an accommodation that is not provided for in any of the students' IEPs or individualized education programs, which outline students' current level of performance, educational goals, and special services or accommodations. Lewis Central Superintendent Mark Schwer confirmed the finding but did not further comment on the case. He said the district does not suspect additional cheating took place. Frohwein received a written reprimand on her license, which was shared with a national database, but she maintained her credentials as an Iowa educator. She carries several special education and instructional endorsements, as well as a general middle school endorsement, athletic coach, and physical education endorsements. And the Audubon County Auditor's Office said yesterday it will have to contact the Iowa Secretary of State's office to determine how a tied vote on a public measure will be resolved. Voters in Brayton voted 10 yes, 10 no on Tuesday on the measure, which asked them to approve an increase in a levy not to exceed $1.50 per $1,000 of assessed property valuation for the purpose of paying the Audubon County Sheriff's Office for police protection in lieu of a community having its own police force. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.